Editorial note. You'll hear one word a lot in this book, and the way I write it is going to get me into trouble because my style diverges from the style used by other leaders of the atheist movement, including some of my greatest predecessors. I spell atheist with a lowercase a. I don't capitalize it, unless it begins a sentence or is part of a proper noun, such as American atheists. The arguments for capitalizing the word atheist come from the idea of demanding equality and include Christians capitalize Christian and Jews capitalize Jewish, so why not capitalize atheist and bring ourselves up to their level? It's more firebrandy to capitalize. I'm not just an atheist, I'm an atheist with a capital A. We should demand reverence the way Christians do. To make believers capitalize atheist would be a feat in and of itself. But capitalizing atheist would be wrong. Like theist, atheist is a common noun. We may not like it. We may want it to be a proper noun, but it's not. And as atheists, we need to face and accept the truth. After all, that's what we're all about. And while we're at it, God, the primary name of the God to whom the Jews and Christians pray, is a proper noun. Determining whether to use capital G God or small g God in a sentence can, at times, be subjective depending on context. But categorically refusing to capitalize God when referring to this particular God is just as incorrect as refusing to capitalize the names of other fictional characters such as Zeus or Cinderella. Names are proper nouns. They get capitalized. And no, I won't deliberately misspell God as G-A-W-D or something like that. Madeline Murray O'Hare used to do that, and damn it, she was wrong to do so. The God's name is God. It's a stupid name, I know, like calling a dog dog or a child child. But it's a name, and that's how it's spelled, and it's a proper noun. We not only have to do what is right, we have to do what is correct. If we knowingly do that which is incorrect, we live in a space of denial, while opening ourselves up to lots of useless and quite justifiable criticism. I get criticized enough for doing right. I don't need to compound that by doing something deliberately wrong. Period. Finally, I also need to mention that I support the LGBTQ community and I understand that the traditional gender binary does not fit all people. So I use they and them instead of third-person singular pronouns when I can. I think that's the right thing to do. Okay, let's get started.